Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, looky here. What do we got? Two podcasts in one day? That's pretty wild. Hey, I want to chat with you, my fellow dreamer, doer, entrepreneur, champion, about the topic of forgiveness. I've probably talked about this a couple times. I mean, God, with the show going on 13 years, I'm sure I've brought it up. But it's hitting me today. My 20-year wedding anniversary is tomorrow, February 28th. Got married this day, 1998. Kind of a spur-of-the-moment type wedding, family only, but it was pretty cool, actually. Just wanted to be married, man. Didn't want to spend 50 grand on a wedding, and that, you know, it just, that is not my style, and thank God I didn't marry someone who wanted that either. My wife was just, you know, she was probably even more of the, from the ilk of, hey, let's even do less than family only, but we didn't spend, you know, didn't spend hardly any money. I think it was like $1,200 for the rehearsal dinner and for family, or not the rehearsal dinner, but the wedding dinner. I might have been $1,500. Think about that. A wedding, a $1,500 wedding. Some of you probably spent less than that. Probably went to the Justice of the Peace, eloped. Good for you. And look, if you had the lavish wedding and you had the money, then congratulations. I'm sure it was amazing. But if you don't have the money and you're spending all that on a wedding, ugh. So forgiveness. I think about this because my wife is probably one of the most forgiving human beings that I've ever met, probably the most forgiving. And I have definitely put her through hell on more than one occasion. Just, you can imagine being married to me. Maybe you can't imagine, but let me tell you, it ain't no day at the beach by any stretch of the imagination. So I find her to be a model of forgiveness. And what that has done, it's rubbed off on me. I'm way more forgiving now than I was 20 years ago. Oh my God, please. Seriously, 20 years ago, I was 29 years old, about to turn 30. Oh, man. I thought I had all the answers. Are you kidding? 1998? Oh, my God. I thought, yeah, I got it. I'm good. I got this thing called life pretty much down. So, no problem. I'm good. Woo, boy, did I have some growing up to do. Fast forward 3 years, we had our first baby. That'll humble you real quick. Like, life ain't about you anymore at that point in time. It's diapers and no sleep and spit up. And then, obviously, 3 promotions in 4 years in my corporate job, which was good from a professional perspective, and then crashing and burning, leaving after that 3rd promotion, after only being in that job about a year or so, because I just hated it. And so I had to forgive a lot. I had to forgive a lot of people, because here's what happens. When you go for your dream, and I'm not even saying if you're successful. Just don't even get to that level yet. I mean, holy cow, if you become successful, watch out. The snipers will come for you all the time. But even prior to that, when you even decide to go for your dream, you're going to have to forgive a lot of people because you're going to get a lot. And I mean, look, hear me out on this, okay? You're going to get judged all day, every day by people. And they're going to judge you. And you know what? They have no problem judging you. The problem they have is with themselves. They can't reconcile their own lives on how they ended up where they are. So rather than look in the mirror and say, well, my life sucks, and I don't have purpose, and I can't lend significance to anything or anyone, I might as well try to take you out, because that'll at least make me look better. And you're going to have to forgive a lot of people. They're going to talk about you behind your back. They're going to talk to others. Remember, the number one rule as it comes to gossip, if somebody's gossiping to you, you can be rest assured. Bet the house that they're gossiping about you as well. All right. It is a time vampire. It serves absolutely zero purpose. And it makes you kind of feel, eh, you know, when you gossip about someone, it feels good for a little bit, maybe 2 minutes while you're talking about them. And then you're like, yeah, I really talk about them. Oh. Because really what you're saying is my life is not interesting enough. I need to go follow somebody else's life and make that more interesting to what I got going on. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of thoughts hitting me. I don't know if it's because I'm turning 50, hormonal, or midlife crisis, or just because I got a podcast and I got a bully pulpit that I can just spew this stuff. And it's very cathartic for me, so I appreciate you listening. But as you talk about forgiveness, weak people, weak, W-E-A-K, weak people cannot forgive. Forgiveness is a sign of strength. It is a sign of incredible strength. Think about somebody you know who has forgiven you or forgiven somebody else for something, and you're like, wow, really? I don't think I could have gone there. What did you think about that person? You thought, maybe you thought at first, you're crazy. But then as time passes, as with anything, when time passes, you look back on the situation for what really happened and what it was really worth, and you think, wow, that's very powerful. I mean, I think of people who have forgiven me. I mean, not only, my wife comes to mind, first of all, because of all just the stuff that we'll just leave it at that between my wife and I that we have, like every couple has. You can't be married 20 years without stuff, okay? The issue becomes, do you allow that stuff to fester? Do you allow that stuff to stand in between yourself and your spouse? Do you get divorced? Do you then have your kids on a part-time basis and all the stuff that comes? And look, sometimes you can't avoid that. I'm not judging anybody if you're divorced, okay? Don't send me emails. But sometimes people take the easy way out and they just leave because they don't want a difficult conversation because they can't forgive. And there's a lot of other things, okay? But look, my mom got divorced probably for a pretty good reason. My dad left when I was 3 months old. Guy was just crazy, man. Just lost his marbles when I was 3 months and just walked out on my mom. So, yeah, I'm guessing that's probably up there in one of the pretty good reasons on why you would get divorced. But think of somebody who showed grace to you when you know you didn't deserve it. Like, you're like, man, I did not deserve that. And then think about, boy, that person, are they weak or are they strong? You thought immediately, what a pillar of strength they are, okay? But understand this much. When they forgave you, they felt better. Now, they didn't do it selfishly so they could feel better, but that's always the aftermath. That's always kind of that scent, that aroma of, I feel better, man. I forgive you. Just saying those words to somebody, I say it to my kids 15 times a week. I forgive you. I have to. What are you going to do? I got to live with them, you know? They're your kids. They get your unconditional love. But do your coworkers get your unconditional love? Do family get your like siblings, uncles, aunts, mom, dad, those get your unconditional love? Forgiveness, I'm telling you, man, it's just such a powerful, and it's helped me in my business life. I've been done dirty on the business end. You can imagine, you're talking about thousands and sometimes millions of dollars now when you're an entrepreneur for a better part of 13 years or so. There's going to be some serious cash, and owning 40 rentals as well, which is mainly an all-cash business. You can imagine the millions and millions of dollars that have flowed through the different entities that I've controlled. I've had people go to prison because one guy, this was, God, what was this, back 10 years ago? Oh, God, these stories, just to tell them, they're painful. Still forgave him. He went to prison for a couple of years because he got caught. But he cut all of the copper pipes out of my building, one of my buildings, and it might even have been two buildings. I can't remember. And he took the copper pipes to, these were water lines, hot water, cold water lines, and he took the copper pipes to a local scrapyard and got whatever you get for copper, which is, I guess, from what people tell me, pretty expensive. So then he replaced the copper lines with PVC, and he called me. He thought that this, and I wouldn't have caught him had it not been another issue that came up. See, it's never the crime. It's always the cover-up that gets people. But he called me and said, hey, you got a leak in these lines down here on Russell Boulevard. I went ahead and just took out the lines and replaced them with PVC because long-term it's going to be better, you know. I was like, okay. I didn't think anything. Okay. And so not until another issue came up where somebody said, hey, we got him on video surveillance scrapping a bunch of copper. Did you have copper taken out of your building? Put two and two together. He forged his name on a check or something as well. It was just dumb. But needless to say, I was out thousands of dollars just from that one person, and I've probably had half a dozen people steal from me. Imagine living 500 miles away, running rental properties, and in an all-cash business. I'd be shocked. I always put in theft as a percentage of my business. It really was. It was an item line on a spreadsheet. Theft. You know, I don't know what it was, 5%, 8%, whatever it is. Didn't matter to me because I own the rental properties, again, not to get rich. I owned them for the depreciation, for the phantom money that's in there, the legal phantom money, cash flow that comes as a result of owning rental properties, the depreciation, the expenses you can take that run through legally on a Schedule C. And so for me, it was never about trying to catch somebody stealing a couple hundred bucks a month. It was just maintaining the properties. And I had to forgive him big time. Big. I think he got me for $5,000. I had another property manager literally steal, literally collect rents, not deposit them, keep the money, $8,000 in cash or so. And I had to forgive him as well. And so here's what I always, a couple thoughts about that. I always felt incredibly sorry for these people because they have no life that they have to resort to stealing. I did. I'd feel sorry for them. My wife was like, you're way too nice. And she's the forgiver in the family. You're way too nice to these people. Blah, blah. I said, well, you know what? It'll catch up with them. It'll catch up with them. And then I always thought the second thing I thought was it'll all come back to us, Ange. I thought it'll all come back. And it did. And I don't know when it comes back. Like, I can't tell you if it came back as the form of the million-dollar launch I had. I can't tell you if it came back in the form of the Hawaii speaking gig I got. I can't tell you if it came back in the form of a huge product launch or getting a speaking gig that resulted in traveling to London or Australia and hundreds of thousands of dollars from stage, $125,000 in 1 hour from stage. I don't know if any of that would have happened. I choose to believe none of that would have. All your good deeds add up, and I believe that you do receive a blessing. Now, in the Christian faith, it's not a deeds-driven faith by any stretch. You've already been given grace that you didn't even earn, that you don't even deserve. You're given grace, okay? As a Christian, you don't. It's the only religion that is not deeds-driven. You don't have to, you know, do anything. It's already given to you. God already gave you grace. However, I do believe that when you forgive other people and you model that, so much good comes back to you. It's the boomerang effect that I believe in. I believe that you got to model that stuff for people around you, especially for your kids, but not even your kids, just as much as other people who see you every day and how you react to those situations. And I think forgiveness is pretty damn powerful. So if you're holding on to a grudge or somebody did you wrong, I'm not saying you got to have a kumbaya moment with them. I'm not going there, all right? How about just starting and saying it just in your heart, just to yourself? I forgive you, Joe. I forgive you, Jane. You know, I forgive you, Mary. I forgive you, Ted. All right. And just say it out loud. They could be 1,000 miles away. But just saying that, that's good. Like, that's good enough for me a lot of the times. I don't need to say it to them because then it's kind of, in my opinion, sometimes it's grandstanding. You know what I mean? Like, I call somebody up from 10 years ago. Say, I just want to let you know you did me wrong, but I forgive you. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, how many times do you think most people just walk away from a situation? They don't even know they hurt you. You're holding on to all this bitterness. It really is, as the old saying goes, it really is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. They don't even know they did anything wrong, and you're harboring all this ill will. When, in fact, if you just say it out loud, I forgive you, Joe. I forgive you. Yeah, I do it. I've did it as recently as last week to somebody who did me wrong because it never stops, and it doesn't matter. It's not like you're going to avoid this stuff. I said, hey, I forgive you. And I said his name out loud. I said it in church, prayed for him, and that was it. I was good. I didn't have to call him and say I forgive you because he'd be like, what the hell did I do? I didn't forgive you. And it kind of looks like you're showing him up. You're grandstanding. You don't need to do that all the time. Now, if it's a situation with a friend and you and they both know that you're hacked off or they did you wrong or you're both holding a grudge, say, hey, man, if it was obvious, I guess would be the point. I forgive you, you know? Don't go, you know, going up to somebody who you were wrong with, you know. Let's see, you stole their money. Hey, I forgive you. Well, what, you stole my money? Well, I forgive you for thinking bad of me. Okay, you're a jerk. No thanks. Anyway, I hope this podcast resonated with you. I just wanted to share it with you today. Just off the cuff, the topic of forgiveness coming up on my 20-year wedding anniversary where the person who I've spent the most time with who really does love me unconditionally and I love her back has shown me incredible forgiveness in my life that I didn't even earn, didn't deserve. And I just wanted to share that with you. And hopefully it resonates with you. Hopefully it gets you in a good mood. And hopefully it has you having the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.